Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the VSU track and field team. Taylor Sotbine set a school record last weekend at the NSIC Championships in the 60 meter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You broke the school record of Christy Berkeley, who anyone who has at all followed BSU sports knows was one of the best track athletes that BSU's had in a while. 7, 8, 9-time All-American. You break her school record, that's got to feel pretty darn good, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, it feels really great. I know she has a lot of records, like in the 2 and the 4, but it was an honor to break her 60. I mean, I am her friend, so I know her personally, but it was still great.
You broke it in the prelims. You were about a half a second or so off of that pace then in the finals. As an athlete, can you tell? Yeah, I was a little slower, or man, I think I was a little quicker than what you run from one day to the next.
Yeah, actually, I really wasn't sure about my final time, but the prelims I felt good getting out of the blocks and stuff. I thought, actually, I was one of the first ones out of the blocks. We watched the tape, and I was actually one of the last ones, but I actually just pulled through and tried to keep up with the girls as best I could.
Indoor season is kind of long. Well, you guys start before Christmas, you take a couple of weeks off, and then it's really a grind down the stretch. How much of a beating does your body take here in the last couple of months?
Indoors is really hard on the body. I mean, we always work in the track, and it's very hard surface, so a lot of girls are actually suffering from joint pain and shin splints. I know I have shin splints. A couple of our girls are actually wearing boots because they have stress fractures, so, I mean, it does take a toll on your body.
Safe to assume that sprints are the hardest on you?
I would have to say sprints are hardest. I mean, I was a cross-country runner, and I just had a couple of, like, joint pains, like my knee was hurting. But other than that, I really haven't had that toll on my body, so I definitely think that sprints are hard.
The NSIC multi-championships were a week ago. Does that help you when you're kind of in that mentality of a championship 2 weeks in a row, or is it really taxing and really hard on your brain?
Well, I think for me it was good. I mean, we had a couple other freshmen do it, so I think it was kind of like stressful for them because they didn't really know how to react. But, I mean, I've been around this game for 4 years, so I'm pretty used to it.
Okay, let's talk a little away from the track. I was surprised to find out at the Beaver Pride lunch a couple of weeks ago that you drive race cars, drag race cars. How in the heck did you ever get started doing that?
My stepdad actually has started since he was probably 16, and I started when I was about 7 and have done it ever since. I mean, it took a couple years off because of college, but now that I'm graduating, I hope to get back into it.
The stereotype is definitely not you. Do you get some funny looks when you're competing or not?
Not really, actually. I mean, when you actually drive, there's a whole bunch of girls out there, but I mean, not a lot of my college friends know that I'm a drag racer, but when I tell them, they don't really believe me, so I actually have to get the pictures out and show them. But I mean, I don't know.
I realize it's not quite apples to apples, but your thoughts on Danica Patrick and what she's been able to do at a really, really high level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she's an idol of mine, and she works hard, and she is really good.
Outdoor season begins soon. How much downtime do you have?
Well, today we have a team meeting, so we don't have practice, but tomorrow we start with practice right again. So, I mean, we have, I think, 5 weeks, Coach said, until our first outdoor meet, but we're going to be working hard. Granted, we're not going to be doing hard sprints for the first couple weeks. We'll be hitting the weight room pretty hard, but we'll still have practice.
Again, congratulations on the school record, and enjoy what downtime you get.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.